As Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkim pushes forward on plans to withdraw the Commonwealth from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, environmental activists are raising concerns over the plan. The multi-state compact, commonly referred to as REGGIE, aims to reduce greenhouse gas pollution through carbon allowances and capping carbon dioxide emissions. It also funds Virginia's Community Flood Preparedness Fund, a program that supports strategies to mitigate and prevent flooding. Andrea McJimsey with Faith Alliance for Climate Solutions says pulling out of REGGIE would end that initiative.
Our rainfall is just getting a lot harder. We're seeing these deluges like we've never seen before. And the science backs that up. So our communities are flooding more and more, and we need to prepare for that because we know it's going to get worse.
A report commissioned by the governor found that participation in the program will drive up energy bills for Virginia residents by about $2.39 per month and more than $1,500 per month for industrial customers. The report's authors also contended that the project hasn't borne out its intended benefits. But Annette Oso with Resilient Virginia argues that's because the program is relatively new. Virginia completed its enrollment in REGGIE in January 2021, and the Flood Preparedness Fund has only completed 3 grant rounds so far.
So you're going to either pay for it later after a flood, or you're going to spend some money up front now to put in the mitigation.
One possible path the governor could take to back out of REGGIE involves Virginia's 7-member Air Pollution Control Board. Xander Pellegrino with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network says Youngkim has been filling that board with his appointees, a process which will conclude tomorrow.
He's going against the will of the General Assembly. There were numerous attack bills that were introduced this past legislative session that tried to do exactly this, that tried to repeal REGGIE. He lost. They were voted down.
The Chesapeake Climate Action Network is organizing a protest outside of the state capitol building tomorrow to protest Youngkim's efforts to pull out of REGGIE. At noon, demonstrators will march backwards around the building to symbolize the direction they say Youngkim is taking the Commonwealth. For the Virginia News Connection, I'm Jonah Chester. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.